My name is Larry Johnson. If I haven't met you yet, I want to welcome you to Bridge Church, and I have the awesome privilege today of sharing in the Word of God with you. If you would turn in your Bibles to Psalm 23, and as you go there, we want to thank the music team for leading us in songs of worship. I was really touched always by the music, but especially today. And as we go to our scripture passage today, what I want us to do is I want us to read the psalm together. Now, I read out of the Christian Standard Bible. You might have a different version of the scripture. And so what Paul's going to do, he's going to put the scripture on the screen so we can read it together in unison. So let's read together. The Lord is my shepherd. I have what I need. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He renews my life. He leads me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even when I go through the darkest valley, I fear no danger, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Only goodness and faithful love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord as long as I live. This is the word of God. Please join me in prayer. Gracious God, you inspired and breathe out your word. And so, Lord, we ask that you would breathe on us through your word so that we may live it for your glory and to advance your kingdom. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Even when I go through the darkest valley, I fear no danger, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Quite a significant change in the text, isn't it? I mean, the first three verses had a whole different mood, a whole different context, a whole different perspective, a whole different point of view, and really almost a whole different metaphor. Did you catch that? The context has changed. Instead of being in green pastures and alongside quiet waters and walking down the path of righteousness or right paths, we're now in the darkest valley. The mood change, it goes from respite and rest and peace to gloom. And the situation is very grave and serious. The point of view changes. In the first three verses, God was referenced in the third person. The Lord is my shepherd. I will not want. He leads me. He lets me. But now it goes from talking about God in the third person to talking to God in the second person. Even when I go through the darkest valley, I fear no danger because you are with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. And then if you notice, if you read through that whole psalm like we just did, you notice that in verse 4, the metaphor of God as a shepherd is still going on, but in verse 5, it changes. God changes from the shepherd to a host, a table host. Quite a significant change. And when we read these changes, when the text changes in such a significant way, it is a signal for the readers, it is a signal for us as the hearers to pay close attention to what's going on in the text, because David is telling us something. The Holy Spirit is telling us something through servant David, who penned these words. And what I want us to do together is I want us to take a journey to Death Valley. No, not Tiger Stadium. I see that shirt. No, we're not going to a place of tourism in the southwestern United States. We're not going there because this Death Valley is not a place of sports entertainment. It's a place of spiritual endurance. This Death Valley that David talks about is not a place of tourism. It's a place of trial. This Death Valley is not a place that you want to go to. But it's a place where David found himself at some point in his life. David says, even when I go through the darkest valley, I fear no danger. We know because the book of Psalms is wisdom literature. That means it is poetic in its composition. You know, there's poetic writing and there's prose writing. And you know prose. Prose is when you read a book. It's kind of narrative. You read a book, we don't do newspapers anymore, but if you read newspapers, those are like prose. But poetry uses metaphor and figurative language to explain and communicate a spiritual reality and spiritual truth. And so we know that David is not talking about a physical valley, even though physical valleys were commonplace in the ancient Near East. But that's not what he's talking about. He's not talking about a physical valley. He is talking about a spiritual valley. It's a place of darkness, and it's a place of danger. And we see that already. We see that it's a place of darkness because if you read the Bible in my version, it says it's the darkest valley. But you may have grown up with, like me, reading the King James Version, and we say it's the valley of the shadow of death. Oh, that's dark. It's a dark valley, but it's not just a dark valley. It's also a very dangerous valley. How do we know that it's a dangerous valley? Because he says, I fear no danger. There would be no reason for David to say that unless danger was somewhere around. Or your version might say, I fear no evil. In the darkness of the valley, there is danger. The song kind of said, the song that we just kind of sang a couple minutes ago, kind of gave reference to this. But, you know, sheep are not known for having very good eyesight in the day and in the light. But now they're in the darkest valley. And they can't see the danger that lurks in the darkness and the crevices of the valley. And sheep are also not known for being very aggressive animals. They really don't have too much defensive mechanisms to keep them safe. So you have sheep. In this case, David is saying that he's going through this dark valley and he really can't see well in the daytime, but much less in darkness. And he's vulnerable. He can't defend himself. And there's danger all around him and all about him as he is going through this valley. Yet, David says, I do not fear. Fear would have been an appropriate response for a sheep that is in the darkest valley, surrounded by danger. That would be a problem. Nobody would blame the sheep for being scared. Nobody would shame the sheep for shivering in this moment. But David says he does not fear. Why? Because God is with him. God's presence with him in the valley is the thing that gives him courage. He takes comfort and takes courage that God is in the valley with him. And he says, you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The rod and the staff are the professional tools of the trade for the shepherding profession. The rod and staff to a shepherd is something like a stethoscope to a doctor, like a hammer and nails to the construction worker, or like books to the preacher. This is tools of the trade. The shepherd used the rod to beat away wild animals that would attack the sheep. And the shepherd uses the staff to rescue sheep from danger, but also to guide the sheep safely through the valley and safely through dangerous paths. So David says, God's with me, but he's not just with me, but he's working in the valley. He is protecting David from the dangers, from the predators that lurk in the shadows, but also to protect David from himself, to rescue him from danger and guide him along those right paths that we read about in verse 3. So David says, I don't fear when I go through the darkest valley. And we really don't know what this darkest valley was for David. We don't. The psalm doesn't really give us an indication of it. But if you know anything about David, it could have been anything. It could have been anything. It could have been when Saul was trying to kill him after Saul was so filled with jealousy and rage. He went out and tried to kill David multiple times. Talk about something that would get you spiritually, right? It could have been when David had sinned with Bathsheba. He took advantage of Bathsheba and made her sleep with him. And he was convicted by sin when God judged him. It could have been when one of his children sexually assaulted another one of his children. And then a third child killed the one who was guilty of sexual assault. Imagine, you think you have problems in your family? It could have been when one of his sons tried to overthrow him from the throne. David had a lot of deep, dark, gloomy situations that could have given context to this verse. But it doesn't matter which one it was. But what we do know is that he was in the darkest valley and he trusted God while he was in the valley. And David's relationship with God did not exempt him from the trouble. We know that David had a close relationship with God because the Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart. This means that David was a man who followed God with abandon. With everything he had, he wanted to please the Lord. But even in his darkness, even in the darkness of the valley, David took comfort in God's presence. I don't know what the valley you're going through. Somebody once said that you're either headed to a storm, you're either in the middle of a storm, or you're either coming out of a storm. And we can adapt that saying to this. You're either going into a valley, you're either in the valley, or you're coming out of the valley. No matter what part of it you're in, it's not something that feels really good. I became intimately aware of valleys when I served with the 10th Mountain Division in Fort Drum, New York. It was my first deployment. We went to Afghanistan, and I was in the northeast area region of Afghanistan near the Pakistan border. And it's a very mountainous range. And then my commander had the bright idea that he wanted the chaplain and I to go and meet and visit with soldiers that were on an outpost on the top of a mountain. And we were in a valley. They put us on some trucks or four wheelers actually, and they kind of drove us up halfway up the mountain. And then we had to climb the rest of it with all of our gear. And if you think I'm small now, I was smaller 10 to 15 years ago. And I pretty much believe that all the gear that I had to wear, the helmet, the bulletproof vest, armor, and carrying the weapon and all the ammunition and all the water and the backpack, I'm pretty sure that weighed more than I did. We get halfway, we get dropped off halfway up the mountain, and then we had to traverse the mountain to the top. And when we did that, 8 hours later, we were at the top. You heard me right. 8 hours later, we were already halfway up the mountain. But 8 hours later, when we get to the top of the mountain, this is great. You know, we're tired, but it's great. We're there. But then 4 days later, we had to descend the mountain. and you think it would be easy. You think it would be easier going down the mountain. But it's not. In fact, my legs burned worse going down into the valley to reach our pickup point to go down the rest of the way, because I'm fighting the pull of gravity so I will not fall. It doesn't matter if you're going up from the valley. It doesn't matter if you're going down to the valley. It doesn't matter if you're in the valley. It doesn't feel good. In that same deployment, we were in a valley. We were driving from one location to another location. And there were enemy in the higher points. And that was the first time in my life. Now, I grew up in the New Orleans area. That was the first and only time in my life that I got shot at. It didn't feel good being in the valley. You might be in a valley, and this darkest valley really can bring up a lot of reasons for you to fear. Whatever that valley is for you, you can fear about tomorrow. What's going to happen tomorrow? You know, people are losing jobs. Are you going to lose your job? The inflation rate is going crazy and it's harder to buy things. What's going to happen with you and your family? Or it might be other family situations. You might be at odds with a family member. And what's going to happen to that relationship? Whatever your valley is, maybe you're fighting some sin in your life that you feel like, God, I just can't get free of this sin and its effect. You're going through a valley. Listen, our relationship with the Lord doesn't exempt us from trouble and trial. One of the things that irks my nerve is when I hear preachers saying, look, you follow Jesus and everything's going to be all right. Well, eternally, everything's going to be all right. Your relationship with the Father is going to be all right. But that doesn't mean you're not going to have trials and tribulations in this world. Because remember, Jesus, this is one of the promises that Jesus gave us. Jesus gave us a lot of promises, right? And we like to quote them. And it's good to quote and remind yourselves of the promises of God. But here's one promise of God the Son, Jesus Christ. In this world, you will have tribulation. You will have problems. Here's the one thing about God. The one thing about God is what he says is true. And if it looks like it's not true now, just wait. It comes true. And when God the Son, Jesus Christ, God incarnate, God in the flesh, says this is going to be the reality, it is the reality. In this world, you will have tribulation. In this world, people are going to talk about you. In this world, people are going to mistreat you. In this world, you're going to have suffering. That's not just for the adults. That's also for our young people in here, too. As my dad would say, if you don't feel it now, just keep on living. It's coming. You will have trouble. You will experience the darkest valley. But here's the good news about this. You are not in this valley alone, because God is with you. Isn't that what the angel tells Jesus' parents? Say, he will be called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. The first chapter of John tells us about how God came to us in Christ Jesus, how he tabernacled with us. He dwelt among us. He set up residence with us to be with us. You are not in this valley alone. And I know the darkness is surrounding you. And I know it might feel alone, but you are not alone. God is with you. Your mama might abandon you. Your daddy might abandon you. But the Bible says, even when my mother and my father forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Then the Lord will embrace me. God does not leave you or abandon you in the valley. He's with you in the valley. He's with you, but he's not just standing with you. He's protecting you in the valley. He's protecting you from those things that would take you astray, will take advantage of you. The Bible says that the devil is like a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. He didn't say the devil is a roaring lion. The devil is like a roaring lion seeking who he may desire. And the shepherd, Jesus Christ, has this rod to beat away this devil, those things that would attack you. But he doesn't just protect you from the devil. He also protects you from yourself. Sometimes we are our own worst enemies. Sometimes we're about to say something and the Holy Spirit grabs your tongue. Have you ever been in that situation? Holy Spirit said, oh, grab your tongue. Sometimes the Lord used the staff to pull you and rescue you from danger, from yourself, to guide you along the right path for his name's sake. So what do you do? How do you live this out? How do you experience the valleys? Because the valley is going to come and your relationship with the Lord is not going to stop you from going into the valley. So what do you need to do? Take comfort that God is with you in the valley. The great shepherd of the sheep, the good shepherd, the chief shepherd, Jesus Christ is with you in the valley. He promised to be with you. He promised to never leave you or forsake you. He says, I am with you always, even until the end of the age. He does not forsake you in the valley. But also this, lean into God in your valleys. It's so common for us when we experience valley moments to then, I'm not going to church, I'm not reading my Bible. We disconnect from God, but that is the time we should lean into God even more. You see, that's what David did. You say, well, how do I know that's what David did? The change in the point of view. He's talking about God, you know, God lets me lie down in green pastures and he leads me beside quiet waters and he renews my life and he leads me along. He's talking about God. But when he gets into that valley, he said, God, I'm not afraid because you are with. He leaned into God. If there's any a time for you to worship, it's when you're in the valley. If there's any a time for you to pray harder, it's when you're in the valley. If there's any a time for you to praise harder, it's when you're in the valley. That's the time for you to lean into your relationship with the Lord, even if it feels like you're all alone, because you know the truth is you're not. And I'm about to sit down, but I got one more thing to tell you. And this is good news about the valley. Notice what David says in the first few words. He says, even when I go through the valley, the darkest valley. You get it? He didn't say, even when I go to the valley. He didn't say, even when I get in the valley. He says, even when I go through the valley. The valley is temporary. The situation that you're in that seems so hard and darkness is all around and it seems like you're never going to get out, it's temporary. You are going through the valley. You're not going to the valley to stay in the valley. You are going through the valley. I'm about to age myself a little bit, but when I was growing up, my mom had this picture of footprints in the sand. Do y'all know about that? That picture, footprints in the sand? Some of you young people probably don't know about it, right? I don't even know if they produce it anymore. But the footprints in the sand. But basically, you look at a beach, and on this beach, you see a set of footprints. And there's a story that comes with that picture. And the story goes that this person was kind of having a life review. I don't know if it was a dream or a vision, but they were having a life review of their relationship with the Lord. And as they were looking at the relationship with the Lord, it's like them and the Lord were, that person and the Lord was kind of walking together on the beach. And since they're walking together on the beach, the natural thing that happened is there are two sets of footprints that are on the beach. And they're doing their life review of their relationship with the Lord. And then they noticed that during the times when life was hard, when they were going through tough situations, they look back and they see that during those times, instead of two sets of footprints, there were one. There was one set of footprints. And so the person decided to talk to Jesus and say, "Lord, how come you abandoned me when it was tough in my life? How come you would abandon me in the roughest times of my life that I was walking all alone during these times?" And Jesus didn't fuss at him or anything like that. Jesus just looked at him with comfort and concern and love and said, Jesus says, during those times when it was rough in your life, it wasn't that I abandoned you. It was that I carried you. When you're in your tough times in life and you think you're all alone and God is not there, we see from this verse that it's not that God abandoned you, but he's carrying you through the valley. And I know it's tough. I know it's taken all of your energy. And I know you're worried. And I know you're scared. And I know you're anxious. But trust God. Trust God in your valley. I know it's difficult. God never promised that it would be easy. He never promised that you will have no problems. But the promise that you have is that the Almighty God, the all-powerful God, the God who sits high but looks low, the God who spoke the world into existence by his very words, the God who split the Red Sea, the God who ran manna from heaven, that God, the God who wouldn't let us stay in sin, but came down himself, wrapped himself in flesh, lived a perfect life, went to the cross on your behalf and my behalf, was mocked, was beaten, was whipped, was crucified, was buried. But on the third day, he rose with all power in his hand, and Jesus ascended into heaven and is on the right hand of God the Father. That God is with you in the valley. And you are protected in the valley. And he will bring you through. Please join me in prayer. God, we thank you for this simple verse that reassures us of your presence. God, sometimes it gets hard going through valleys and tough times. And sometimes, God, we look at the darkness and we see the danger and it leads us to fear. But God, remind us that you are the good shepherd who's in the valley with us and that you are carrying us through the valley. God, strengthen us where we are weak. Build us up where we are torn down, so that we may be good witnesses of your glory in this world. We ask this in the name of Jesus, the good, great, and chief shepherd. And in his name we pray. Amen.